Discussing this week's parsha, Kitazria brings the pasuk of Bayel Mashmini Imo Basar Lasso. He repeats the mitzvah that's born in Lech Lecha, the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Sefer Chinuch brings, he goes and he talks about what's the shorish of the mitzvah. First he says what the mitzvah is, Mishorash HaMitzvah, what is the shorish, what's the root, what's the reason behind the mitzvah. Lefi Sherotza Hashem Yisborach Tvo Aba'am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to place within the people Asher Hivdel Rios Nikra Shemo, the people, the nation which he separated to be called on his name, as his people, his Am HaNivchar, chosen people, Chai Yisrael. So he wanted to be Koveya in this nation, Oth Kavua Begufam. He wanted to set aside to be Koveya in their body, within their physical body, a special sign that's engraved, so to speak, that's embedded in their body, in the roof. Ravdigam Mishor Ha'amim B'surat Gufam. To separate, to make them distinguished, to make them separate, different than other people in their physical makeup. Kemosh He'mavdolam Behem B'surat Nafshosam. Just like Hashem made us different in our nefesh, in the form and shape of our nefesh, right? And as we are, excuse my saying, both we are racist, right? We do believe that Kai Yisrael is a special nation, right? We do have special qualities, special neshama, special midos, special kedusha, special godless, an extra level of holiness, of purity of soul. So we have that. We are separate from the rest of the world in that we have a special neshama, special nefesh, and so too, Hashem wanted to separate us and make us different in our physical makeup also. Asher Mosam Mavam Enon Shav. Right, so we're different. We're separate from the rest of the world. We're different types of people. So Hashem's goal was, in this mitzvah, was to go ahead and make us separate. That we should see ourselves. We're different. We're not part of the regular world, in all aspects, not just the nefesh, but also in the guf. That was the goal. V'nikba Hevdel Begulas Hazav. Hashem places in the Makom Erva. L'fishu Sibo Kimamin. He picked that spot because that's the place where the whole the people, the men, the human race exists because of that. So that's why he placed it over there. Milvad Sheshbo. Beside the fact Sheshbo Tashlum Tzuras Haguf. Besides the fact that the having a bris milah also perfects the body. The oil is taken off, it becomes more perfect, more complete body. So Hashem is mashlim by instructing us to cut off the orla. Hashem is mashlim the makeup, the physical guf. Now we're, so to speak, physically perfect. Ba'am ha'nifchar, chafet Hashem yisborach ha'hashchem t'chunasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to complete and to make up its makeup, make physical makeup should be complete. Rav Sariyos ha'shlamah. Oh, now that's why he told us, let's have a bris milah. Perfect us, we should be totally separate, totally different, not just in the neshama, in our ruchnis, in our spiritual aspect, in our soul, but also in the physical being, we should be different and perfect. Ratzah, but the kash is now, okay, so fine, that's what Hashem wanted, so let him do it himself. Why didn't Hashem go ahead and we should be born that way? Ratzah rios ha'shlam adei adam, v'lo b'ro sholim beten. Hashem wanted the dafka that we should be the ones to be mashlim ourselves in our physical component, right? And not that Hashem should create us that way, be better, right? Why didn't Hashem go ahead and make this happen, make create us without an orla? We should be perfect from birth, from the stomach, be better. There most elav ki kasher to hint, to allude to the fact, ki kasher tashlum tzuras gufa ayado. To teach us just like the completion, the perfection, right, of the shape of a person's body, it comes through a person himself. Came biyado lahashkum through us nafsho behechshir pulosim. Hashem wanted to teach us a lesson, and we should hear that, you know, Hashem is making us we're different in two ways. We're different in terms of the physical component and also the spiritual makeup. Hashem wanted to teach us by making sure that we're created in an unperfect way, and to instruct us that we should perfect ourselves, so we get the message that it's in our hands, we can perfect ourselves, and so too we should dehair from there, make an extension. The same thing is true about Tzuras Nafsha. It's in our hands to perfect ourselves, our nefesh, our soul, our neshama. We can perfect ourselves and become bigger shleima. It's b'kocheinu, it's in our hands. So I said, Rabbi, just think about it. I mean, what would have happened if Hashem would have gone ahead and made it that every Jewish person born from a Jewish mother was created and was born, right, with a ready the orla taken off, perfection, right? The person goes around, he looks at all the statistics, and he finds out, takes a poll, and they find out that, you know, all the Goyim, they're born with an orla, and all the Jews are born without an orla. If you ask me, that would be such a chizuk that we're special, we're Hashem's people. Look, mamish, from birth, obviously there's some HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. There's a creator in the world, so it would be the biggest raya, so to speak, that there's a God over there. And the biggest chizuk for us individuals, that we feel special, we're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Hashem made us very different, created us, and we were born different. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It doesn't make a word of sense. How could it be that just because your mother is Jewish, therefore we're all children of the mother being Jewish, is born and has a different physical component? Doesn't make sense. So that is, but okay, so Hashem wants to be different. It will give me so much of a confidence that I'm a Jew and I'm different than everybody else. So that would have been so much of a chizuk and such a tremendous, powerful lesson, which like, what's better than that? Hashem says, no, I'm going to sacrifice that lesson. I don't want that to happen. I'm being mochel on that lesson because there's a more important lesson. Because I want to make sure, I don't want to create them. I want to create them imperfect. Why? Because they should realize that they have the koach. They have the ability. They'll make an extension. They'll make a tushtel. And just like, and they'll realize that they can, just like they can perfect themselves through the bris milah itself and the physical component of their body, they can make themselves perfect. So they can also do it with regard to the shleimus hanefesh. Also, you see, obviously, how powerful a chizuk that is. But more than that, you see how crucial it is. In other words, what we need, Rabbosai, what people need, what Hashem feels is so crucial, and he's willing to give up a tremendous other lesson that we're so special, because people have to understand, it doesn't register, Rabbosai, it doesn't register in my head. I have the ability to change myself. I can change my midos. I can work on my midos. I can change my yiras shamayim. I can change my avas Hashem. I can change my avas kai yisrael hafra kamoch. All this stuff is biyadi, which we know intellectually is true. We all know it's true that we can change ourselves. But obviously it seems such a powerful message is necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave up so much just to make the message available to us. Obviously, that is because it's so crucial. We need the natural, the default position is people don't care. People don't appreciate how much I can do. Every individual here can accomplish so much with himself. He can change himself, you know. You don't have to go to a psychologist like psychiatrist or take meds, take pills and all that, you know. We have the koach to change ourselves. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we need that. We have to focus on it. You know, it's not enough just, you know, I read the books. Here, the Mustafer says, the Gros says, the Mishle, that a person's tachas is to change your midos. Obviously, I can change. Yeah, fine. It doesn't work, Rabbosai. It does not work. We need a special, clear-cut indication and a lesson which we can be inspired from. We can be inspired from and see. Well, look at that, you know, a person does a bris milah, so he can change himself, he can change the physical, change the spiritual. That's so important. If it makes a difference, you know, that's the tachas v'chaim to change ourselves. So it was worth so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give up this tremendous, you know, chizuk we would have gotten with the other message, because this message is more crucial, more necessary, more important, and so chashuv. We have to be convinced and internalize the fact that we could change ourselves. It's Pashat Rabbosai, the Musar release is Pashat, that our problem, part of our problem is what makes us, gives us so much inertia, and we don't move, we don't try to accomplish development because we feel, I am what I am, whatever I am, I'm not the best guy in the shoe, I'm not such a master, I can't get up on time, I can't do this, I can't, no. Rabbosai, it's not true. We have to convince ourselves internally, emotionally, right? To change ourselves, to make us the hair with a greater depth of understanding that we have the koach to change ourselves, just like the same thing. We can change our physical body, we can change our spiritual one. The Medrash in the Torah, the famous Medrash, famous story, brought down Medrash Rabbim in Parashat the Torah, Perek Tazayin, Osbeiz, Tavar Acher, Zotia, Torah, Tavar Torah, Hadu Diksiv, this is what the Pasuk means. When it refers to Miyusha Chavetz Chaim or Ma'isa Baruch, what is that pasuk referring to? Ma'isa Baruch Echad. famous story of this rochel, this peddler, Shaya Machzer Bayaros. He was going around peddling and going around the different various communities. Shaya Musmuchal Susipori. Shaya Machriz, the Omer, used to call out, used to go through the town, cry out, Man boy le mizban samchaim. Who wants to buy the potion, the secret potion for life? Otken Leah, they used to come and attach themselves to him, they used to hang around, come, tell us. Of Yanai, right, the brother of Yanai, what was happening? Have Yosef Pashat Besor Kaline. He was sitting and learning Pshat in his little hut, in his little tent, whatever, his house someplace, was sitting upstairs in his trakon, says the it's Yosef. Shamei the Machriz Man Boy Samcha. Here's this voice, here's Rabbi Yanai coming by and announcing, you know, who wants this life thing, right? Potion. Omalei, so Rabbi Yanai says to the Rocho, Come over here. Zavunri, sell it to me. I want to buy it. Omalei says to him, Raf Antzor, he don't need it. For the Kabasa, people like it, don't need it. Don't worry about it. It's not really for you. Atru Halei, he hacked him with Shinek. He bothered him. Saul, he acquiesced. He came to see him. Saul Gabe went up to him. Pedro went up to Rabbi Yanai. Hotzilo Sefer Tilim. So he says, give me the answer. What's the answer? Tell me the magic potion. Hotzil Sefer Tilim, he took out a Sefer Tilim, Herogo, Pasuk, Miyusha Chavetz Chaim, he showed him this Pasuk, Miyusha Chavetz Chaim. Maxi Basrei, what did it say afterwards? It's Roshon Chameira, Sumerav Ashtov, the whole Pasuk as we know. Om Rav Yanai, Afshom Ibn Shom, and also Machus Yomber, it says the same thing, Shom Piv, Roshon Roshon, Roshon Navsha. It's a great thing. Om Rav Yanai, Koyomai, Hoyisi, Korea, Korei, HaPasuk Azer, all my life, I used to read this Pasuk, so they just keep looking. So Yisi Odea Heichen Hu Pashut. And I guess he couldn't figure out Pshat exactly. I never got it straight. So it was always bothering me. Achet Baruchel Zev Odia Miyosh Chavetz Chaim. Until this Rochel came, and now I figured it all out. Miyosh Chavetz Chaim. So the Eitz Yosef on the side, I copy the whole thing, right? Eitz Yosef on the side says, Om Rav Yanai Koyamai Hoyisi Kori HaPasuk Azeh Kosha Machi Dishlo HaRochel Shav Yanai Goyoda. What did he see? What did he tell him? Rabbi Yanai knew the Pasuk, right? Hey, now I'm men of a Pasuk. You know the Pasuk? Of course he knew the Pasuk. He says it every day in Shabbos morning. He came to Shul on time, his stomach, and he said all the Pasuk is Zimra. So of course he knew the Pasuk, right? So what did Rabbi Yanai teach him? Rabbi Yanai just said over the Pasuk. I'm sorry, what did the Rochel teach him? He just said over the Pasuk. The Oath, Ki HaRochel HaChidosh Lo Dabar Pasuk, Ki Yim Shir Herga Oso. He wasn't Mechadish of Pshat, he just showed it to him. Adrab, Amar Roshu Ein Tzor Chazeh. But then he told him it's not for you, so what did he accomplish? There was no benefit from Rabbi Yanai got from the Rochel. Yesh Lomer Shoy Koshelo, Ki Ro'a Shepasuk Mi Oisha Chavetz Chaim, Shlo Nochach. It sounds like, I think what he means, Rabbi Yossi, he was always bothered by the fact this Pasuk was, Shlo Nochach was like a general, it wasn't focusing on a person. He wasn't talking to anybody. He said, who's the person that wants? Like as if he's talking to the whole world. Right, talking to who knows, no one in particular, not negative, not lenochak, not to someone. Who pasin sorah shalom chamer? Next pasuk is talking to a person, right? He's saying the sorah shalcha. You should control your tongue. Akein birosa. So Melos, so he couldn't care for what's going. How does it make sense? Who is he giving a shear? What's happening? He's talking to the belt. He's talking to one. What's going on? It didn't make sense. Akein birosa ha'mais hazeh shemachris man boy chayel medaber el. When he saw it was first announced, then he talked to the people, came to ask for it. That David was doing the same thing. It was the same thing. David was announcing from the belt, was announcing from the podium, so to speak, as a general announcement, who is Chavetz Chaim? Right? To no one in particular. When the person came to him, when the guy came and said, listen, I want it, I am not going to know, he used to talk to him. So I think the Rishiva and Pshat, I think the Pshat over here are both like this. There's what happened? The Rochel's out there yelling his head off, who wants a potion of things? So everyone, all the people, were gathering around, they wanted to hear, you know? Not just the people, even Rav Yanai, his interest is also piqued, right? He said, what's going on? Come, sell it to me, I want it, you know? Rav Yanai always was the pasuk. So what changed all of a sudden? Because he saw, and it clicked in him. He couldn't figure out the pasuk. It was like, who's he talking to? So what changed all of a sudden now? because Rabbi Yana, the Rochel, was announcing to the belt. They're saying, who wants it? Now, this is one thing, if you read something in the Pasuk, you read a Musa Sefer, it says, if anybody wants life, so you do this, and that's fine. It's a nice medication, nice formula, it's beautiful, but it doesn't wake me up. It doesn't hit me. It doesn't catch me. What caught Rabbi Yana was the same thing which the hair David Ochel was doing. There was a guy out there making like, who wants life? You know, is it not just to say, as opposed to saying, you know, if somebody wants life, so you read a pussy if somebody wants life. No, he was announcing, he was like, kept them in suspense. You know, that's what happened. That's what Rabbi Yana responded to. Rabbi Yana responded to the question which piqued his curiosity. Who wants life? Who wants $1 million? Who wants $1 billion? Who wants to be healthy? Who wants this? As opposed to just making an announcement. If everybody wants, their question, I guess, you know, similar to the Seder, I guess, their Sheila Tshuva. Probably the same idea also. Right? When you ask someone the question, say, who wants $1 million? Who wants life? He sees it in different ways. Not just, it could be the same words said differently, but without the question and answer, without challenging a person, the challenge that you ask a person, you want to make $1 million? Yeah, that makes the guy excited. It's a different koach hatzira, it's different appreciation, it's different the hearing of what's going on. To which he said, okay, come, I'll tell you about it. Come, I'll tell you. Which he says, you know, just in Sarosham Chomeira. So now this person walked away with a different appreciation of what I can do to inspire myself, what I can do to grow, what I can do to get Olam Haba and mitzvahs and perfection. Both say, what's the word? Similar word. A person has to behear, he has to internalize. He has to internalize the everything we know, everything we learn, right? The guy knew the pasuk inside out, back and forth, knew it by heart. And he realized what the pasuk says, that if you want life, you go out. But it didn't hit him, it didn't. Really? That's how you become a long living person? That's how you get Tzchar Olam Haba? Really? He didn't hear it. The same word said differently. But when said, but there's a question, you challenge a person, the guy gets all excited. Tell me, oh, you know, as opposed to just tell a guy, you know, if you do this, you get a lot of Tzchar. Right? We hear it all the time. When Ayman says, if you do this, I'll give you a reward, I'll give you a Tzchar, Hashem will give you I'll get punished. You know, we know all the facts, we know all that stuff. But if you say it a different way, you hear it in a different way, it has a different powerful impact. And that's how Rabbi Yana, that's why he kicked over some. He heard it all the time, but now he heard it as a question. He realized, hey, I'm also getting excited about it. You know, I'm attracted to it. Like, what did I do? Because he was asking a question to the belt. You know, he's challenging them. Or else we have to go ahead and use these tachbulos, the tachbulos of Chachmas and Musra, of Musra Bespilos, of all the things that we hear from in Shmuzin all the time. To make it real, to challenge ourselves, to, you know, say it to ourselves in different ways. Use Koch Hatzir, think about what it means to get so much schar. Think about what it means not to get schar. Think about and ask yourself, you know, if I do this, can I get something? Yeah, I can get. There's different ways to do it, but that's where we have to employ these techniques. And by doing that, we can, it's not just, you know, chashvin the same thing 27 times. Right, what happened? You hear all the Musri, you hear stories about them. They went out to the forest, and they said the same pasuk 3,700 times. Come on, what's the point? The point is, I said it with a different kachatzir, with inspiration, with a different imagination. They thought about different things at the same time, and they deheared it further. It's all in the dehering of both. That's all it is. No chidusha. We don't need the biggest chidusha in Pilpul Shurim to go ahead and get Olam Haba. We need appreciation, dehering, what Chazal have told us. We have to have an insight. And that I can perfect myself. That's the first move. I have to hear that I can perfect myself, and to hear it differently so that it motivates me to keep on perfecting myself.